Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
A big hour, Brady Quinn, because we are going to unveil
the
debut edition of Headline or Lie, which is a Sunday night staple when we are on the air on Sunday nights. We've been doing it for many years. So we will roll that out and give the details to that coming up later on this hour. I know you're fired up about it.
I'm extremely fired up. And there's a lot of unknown about this, right? Like, usually our Sunday night show is filled with drunk callers that call in.
Yeah.
I don't imagine we're going to get that at this hour in the morning, given the fact that it's during the week. I could be wrong. You know, there's this is early morning on the West Coast, so maybe you got some people who are off on a Friday and like to enjoy their Thursdays. That's going to be interesting. I also think it's going to be interesting where if this becomes a full-time gig for us, maybe Fridays are the day that we decide to do this weekly. Because usually we don't do it during the NFL season. There's just too much to talk about. But that's only on a Sunday night show. So given that, if we were here permanently, Headline or Lie might be actually a weekly thing year-round.
One of the things that you mentioned about the drunk callers, I think in all fairness, we need to point out that the only reason that the callers are intoxicated on Sundays when they call in is because you tell them to. Like,
well,
you wind them
is...
up, and then you set them free, and then they show up at the front door of Fox Sports Radio's phone lines, and they're bombed because you started that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, let me do a little explaining, okay? Sunday fun day. It's a thing, okay? It's a
I
thing.
I know.
You know, people like to go out and have some drinks or so. And
it's a great drinking day.
What I like to do is I like to get some people fired up on a Sunday. You know, they're having themselves a great little day, probably started off with maybe, you know, whatever their favorite beer is way too early on a Sunday. Or, if they're a little bit more, like, uppity, maybe they're having some mimosas or something at, like, a brunch. And then it goes from there where it just starts getting wild. And I love for them to still be, A, awake, not passed out somewhere on like a floatable raft in someone's pool, but still awake by the time our show comes on to call in, actually formulate a sentence, put together enough so that we can actually listen to them try to guess whether it's a headline or lie, and then basically join your team and lose. That's usually how it goes.
That's good.
So,
awesome. Yeah.
But again, good. I am not asking for that right now. I am not asking for anyone in particular who might be on the West Coast right now, isn't working on a Friday, and went out and had a wonderful time on a Thursday night. And maybe, at this point in time, 4 a.m. out on the West Coast, I would not be asking them after a long night of being out at a house party, or I don't even know if bars or clubs are open out there. It's probably not even possible, but I am not asking for them to be calling in fully hammered right now to join us for Headline or Lie in a moment. And by the way, we also shouldn't, we should point out there are some potheads who tend to call in too. There are some who do a little bit of both. So
that's good.
We allow that too. We hope that they're having a good time if that's what they're up to right now.
Yeah, and again, we will give you the details on how you can be a part of it, hopefully sober, coming up at the bottom of the hour here on Fox Sports Radio. So this is a big, big show. I don't think we've ever done it since we've been filling in here for Outkick the Coverage. I don't think that we've ever done this in previous appearances here, so always looking forward to it, and we'll see what sort of crew we get.
I just had one of my buddies who's been tuning in for the mornings just goes, "It's weird listening to you guys sober in the morning." He goes, "You guys sound better when I'm buzzed on Sundays." I go, "Yeah, that's about right."
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, I can. It will take me one guess to guess who said that to you. Shout out to Jake. Thanks for listening, Jake. We appreciate it. Always appreciate the support. Normally, he texts us to let us know he's listening, but I wasn't on that text chain, apparently. Brady Quinn, you want to listen to somebody who's full of crap? Just full of crap, all through and through. Exhibit A, Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks, who earlier in the offseason, were there reports that he wanted to be traded from the Seahawks because he was unhappy with his amount of control and say he had with the offense and the organization, but there was even a list of teams that Russell Wilson would be accepting of a trade to earlier in the offseason, and I think the teams were the Bears, the Raiders, what were a couple of the other teams there? There were four teams, maybe the Saints, and then another team out there. It might have been the Dallas Cowboys, I believe, was the other team. But Russell Wilson, not only was he open to the idea of a trade, but he also had teams that he'd be willing to be traded to. Now, according to Russ, who met with the media on Thursday, none of that is true, and he kept pounding the table, letting everybody know, go Hawks, I want to be here for the long run.
I got my wish, you know, in the sense that I've always wanted to play here. That's where I am. That's where I am right now. And that's what I've always hoped for ever since 2012 when I put all the names in a hat and pulled out the Seahawks out of a hat, you know. And then sure enough, about, I don't know, 30 days later, the Seattle Seahawks picked me. So, you know, that's my mission. That's my goal. And that's why I'm here today and ready to roll. Unfortunately, it got a little, a little bit blown out of proportion a little bit. I think that my ultimate goal is to win. You know, I get paid to win. I get paid to find a way. I get paid for us to be able to make a play, you know, continue to find ways to win. And we've done a lot of that over the years. And, you know, the mission is to continue to do the same, but do a little bit more. In terms of the trade talks, I think anytime you play professional sports, there's always a possibility of something happening, right? And I think that's just the reality. I think that there's a lot of teams out there that people were saying that I was going to or would go to. I requested a trade. I did not request a trade. I've always wanted to play here. You know, and the reality is, I think calls were getting thrown around and this and that. And I think that's just a reality. But I think at the end of the day, the real reality is that I'm here. And I'm here to win. And I'm here to win it all.
Yeah. Go Hawks.
Yeah.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. I told you this guy was a knob a couple of days ago.
Stop. You're burying the lead, okay? You're burying the lead. This guy's got a magic hat that can predict the future. Did you not hear that first part, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I never heard that before.
Unbelievable.
You're
yeah.
telling me he's got a hat that if you draw something out of it, it'll happen 30 days later.
Of course, yeah.
Dude, I want that hat.
Yeah, of all the teams he could have picked, it was the Seattle Seahawks. Imagine that, and he ended up there. My God, this is amazing.
Which is a little bit odd, right? He was, I think, a third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So there is a little bit of chance to that he wouldn't have landed there. But
yeah.
Hold on for a sec. Can we find that hat? Like, can we create one of those hat?
I would love to see that hat. In fact, you know, I think I found the hat. It's right next to Manti Te'o's fake dead girlfriend and Jussie Smollett's kidnappers. That's where I found that hat.
If you could pick one thing out of that hat that would happen 30 days later, what would that be for you in your life right now?
I'd like to not get a dirty. I'd like to not get a dirty look every time I have a beer. That's what I'd like to not. How about that? Is that too much to ask? 30 days from now.
That's a simple ask. I've got a long wrist, so
yeah. You know, the other one. I'd also like the warden to let us into the rec yard full time here in California. I would love that as well too at some point. Yeah.
Well, maybe you pull another name out of the hat and you get a different governor in the future. But here's the deal: there's no way he could be saying this in all sincerity or with any truthfulness when you think about the fact that those four, like, how do four teams get pushed to the media and how does that get reported unless you directly supply those teams,
yes,
whether through your agent or anyone else? Like, it is impossible for someone to say, yeah, I never wanted to be traded. It was never our idea. I've always wanted to be here. It's impossible for that to be the case when you have four other options that got circulated publicly. Like, I love Russ. He's a great player. I've always enjoyed my time talking with him or being around him. This is one where it's like, come on, man, just figure out a different explanation for it. Like, this, that's not the truth. Like, it's impossible to think that, because the only alternative is his agent went rogue. And his agent just started doing some things that maybe he wasn't, you know, fully aware with or on board with. And then there would have been a fracture between the two, which obviously isn't the case. So this is one of those deals where, like, I get it. He's got a baseball agent that doesn't have many other football clients. And so maybe he was trying more of a baseball tactic. But you'd think that would have ruined the relationship with Russ and his agent if he went rogue on this and Russell wasn't aware of it.
You got an agent. You've had agents when you were playing. If an agent did that to you, aren't you firing him? For putting you in that spot?
100%. I mean, think about, not only does it hurt you just from the standpoint of your relationship with the team moving forward, your teammates, how awkward it is, even like talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Did the Dallas Cowboys have any intent of signing or trading for Russell Wilson? No.
No.
And even though Russell Wilson's had a better career, and you could say is a better quarterback than Dak Prescott, they just gave Dak Prescott everything he wanted.
Yeah.
Everything he wanted. If they had any inclination that they're like, oh, wait, we could maybe trade for Russell Wilson, let's search this out, they would have maybe jumped through those hoops or looked at doing that. They didn't care at all. They were too busy negotiating Dak Prescott's contract coming off an injury. So, you know, even to throw out a list of teams that, you know, look, obviously Chicago was a potential reality. A couple of the teams that were thrown on there was a potential reality. But the truth of the matter is, this, I feel like this had more to do with, you know, him maybe speculating or throwing out the idea of getting to a bigger market than being in Seattle. But if your agent did this without you knowing as a player,
it's just
that would be the end of that.
He's really started to wear me out because, and I always defended him because he seemed like a really good dude. And there was reports that, you know, when the Legion of Boom was there, that those guys were really hard on him in practice and in talking trash. There was Seth Wickersham had like some, you know, big seven page piece that came out well before the Brady Belichick stuff, in which he talked about the relationships and how hard they were.
Right.
And those guys. One of the thoughts and the feelings there between the Legion of Boom and those veteran players were that they didn't hold him accountable, that they basically chose Russ over all these other guys, which is what bothered me so much about his demands to be traded and his, you know, ripping the organization and not being happy. Because it's like, dude, they chose you over veterans in the locker room that have been there a long time. They chose you at the goal line in that Super Bowl. They chose you every step of the way. You've gotten paid. The idea that they haven't given you enough in Seattle was crazy to me. And then he comes all the way back around and drops that on everybody's lap. Like, we're just supposed to buy it because he's a nice guy. He lied. That's a lie. He flat out lied. And I don't know if it's because he's fearful of what the organization is saying or whether or not he's really worried about his image. But this, like, I said it a couple of days ago, half joking. I'm totally serious now. I want to apologize to Richard Sherman and those guys, because I think a lot of them probably felt like, hey, man, this guy maybe isn't exactly who you thought he was. Like saying that crap about, I pulled the Seahawks name out of a hat. Like, what are you? That's like
that
me.
Hat, man.
I want
that hat. I don't know where it is. I want that.
I mean, that's like me saying, you know what? I knew I was going to meet my future wife at a chili cook-off. True story. That's where I met her. No, I went there to go get ripped. All right. I went there to go get hammered, eat bad chili and try and do some terrible things. And then I ended up meeting someone great. I didn't think that wasn't planned. This idea that, oh, you know, I spoke it into existence. It just comes off phony and disingenuous. And that stuff wears me out, man. Just be yourself. And it doesn't feel like it. Feel like that's who
Mr.
he is.
Unlimited.
Oh my God.
You got to be unlimited.
Just
cheeseball. That was a little much.
Cheeseball.
Yeah.
Try too hard. Like the Russell Wilson logo on the jet that we talked about that he was flying on. Like, dude, come on, man.
I didn't mind that. That was actually a nice little flex.
Of course, that was a nice little flex.
If you had it, you'd do it too.
No, I absolutely would not. He's a man of the people, Brady Quinn. He cares about his fans. Meanwhile, you know, his fans might be struggling financially, but don't worry about it, guys. Go Hawks. By the way, here's my jet with my logo on the wing. What a knob, dude. Like, come on, man.
Well, okay, so you could basically say that for any professional athlete that chooses to take a private plane.
That's not a hill
I'm willing to die on, all right? Like, the reality is of this, he does great work within the community. He's heavily involved within the Children's Hospital in Seattle. You won't want to talk about that or draw attention to it.
It doesn't fit my narrative. You know how this works.
Exactly.
Come on.
Does he do some stuff that, you know, might upset you or come off as a bit corny? Yes. The Mr. Unlimited thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was one of them. For whatever reason, saying that, you know, you didn't request a trade or ask for one, again, much like pulling a football team's name out of a hat and then them drafting you 30 days later.
God, dude.
I don't know how that's possible. Like, I don't know how those four teams come out where that would be your trade destinations or your spots without you giving that to someone or your agent giving that to someone who's represented, you know, by, you know, is representing you. So anything your agent says, to me at least, I don't believe is just, you know, them making up or going rogue because they're representing you. And any agent, you know, client, you know, a relationship I've been a part of, they're not going to do anything on your behalf that you don't advise them to do or are okay with them doing if it's their idea.
Do you think
and
the
so
agent's
that's why
pissed?
This comes off as so disingenuous.
Do you think the agent's pissed with these comments, or he doesn't care? He realizes
no. I think they knew this was the recourse. I mean, okay. Look, I think when you get to that point, everything for the most part is pretty calculated. And just from knowing, you know, Russ a little bit, knowing everyone else, that's in that position, you're going through and talking through these sorts of things. Like, no different than when you're creating a public post that you want to have a meaning behind it, whether you're Aaron Rodgers or anyone else. There is more to it. There's a lot more thought that goes into it. It's not like you're just sitting there drunkenly being like, I'm going to tweet this out and see what the reaction is. Like, it's not that sort of haphazard thought. It's calculated. There's an approach to it. There's a thought to it or a deeper meaning to it. So I think that's where they got to a point where they realized, all right, this ain't happening. They're not going to trade me. I've got to figure out a way of making nice, and let's just hope that amongst the Aaron Rodgers stuff, amongst the Deshaun Watson stuff going on, maybe just everyone's forgot about it
right,
by now.
Right.
You know, it's June. Maybe everyone's forgot about everything that had happened.
Yeah, the 24-hour news cycle, there'll be something that somebody else can complain about after that.
I mean, you know what he could have done? He could have got up at the podium, got that magic hat, okay?
That's
taken
true.
A wand out, started doing some magic tricks, and then people would be like, what the hell is going on right now?
That's true.
Did he say something this spring? I can't remember, because he just pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah, it's like that that old David Copperfield TV show where he tells you to touch a box on the screen, and all of a sudden, like, how did that happen? And then you find out later on, like, you know, it was the same number underneath every box. It's just like the whole thing's just like a big ruse, I can't stand it. But again, I'm only going to focus on this, not the other good stuff that he does, because I'm trying to fit my own narrative here on Sports Talk Radio. I just want you to be clear of that. Like, I want to be aware of that. Like, there is no shame in this game.
Scale of 1 to 10. What type of human being are you? Are you like somewhere in the middle, you think? Or are you more towards like the scumbag?
Oh, bottom three. Yeah, bottom three. Yeah, okay. Scumbag and a half. Yeah, not even. Yeah, it's not even. Not even.
By the way, I met my future wife at a chili cook-off.
I did.
You talk about all-time lies. First off,
that's a true
knowing
story.
Knowing you and your eating habits, you're not going to a chili cook-off.
Well, I didn't
eat. You never go. Of course, you didn't eat. There you go. So you went to a chili cook-off.
Yes.
For what then?
To drink heavily.
Who goes to a chili cook-off to drink? You go there for the chili. Otherwise, you might as well go to a bar.
I mean, I don't know. They serve beer there. What do you want me to do? I didn't want
Unless
chili.
It's unlimited free beer, that makes zero sense, okay? I'm calling BS on your whole, you know, how our marriage started story.
Mr. Unlimited.
Damn right it was
unlimited,
unlimited beers.
Free beer. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was Mr. Unlimited beers that day and zero chili.
Because you'd be sitting on that squatty potty all day if you had gone to a chili cook-off with your eating habits.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I got a logo on my jet. It's right here, pal. All right, there you go. Have fun at that. All right, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we might have an answer as to why one NFL team got in trouble. We will get to that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
We are going to get to this story in the NFL regarding why one team got in a little bit of trouble, but I want to make sure we have enough time for that. And with Headliner Lie coming, we're a little bit cramped. So we will get to that coming up later on this hour here on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah. But if you want to be a part of the debut edition of Headliner Lie here on Outkick the Coverage, 877-99-ON-FOX is the phone number. 877-996-6369. This is sports radio history. I don't believe that we've done Headliner Lie here in this time slot during the week, Brady Quinn. 877-99-ON-FOX. We're looking for two participants. We will explain the rules when you get through, so that way everybody's on the same page. 877-996-6369. And I know Danny we were able to figure out, we had some tech issues, but we are able to get this done, correct?
Clay Travis would be proud of you too, because true to OutKick form, the phones in Nashville are down. If you could, if you could put Dub up on the air really quick, Roberto. Dub, what's the situation there in Nashville?
Well, it's a tale as old as time, as many of us know, with the phones not being able to operate here. We had a little extra work put in yesterday to try to find a solution to the problem. We thought we did. However, we didn't, so here we are.
And really quick, Clay wanted to weigh in on this.
I swear to God!
Clay, I'm here.
Talk!
I'm here.
It's 2021. Why is this an issue still?
Talk!
I don't think people know how to actually dial out on phones anymore, because they text all the time. Like, I don't think that's something people know how to do. But if you do want to be a part of the game, 877-99 on Fox, the phone number, 877-996-6369. Headline or lie coming up here momentarily. And as Brady Quinn pointed out, I mean, we are willing to accept any callers, anybody that wants to be a part of sports radio history, Brady Quinn, they can do so on a little headline or lie.
That's right. It'll be our first ever during the week. I'm not sure how this is going to go, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes the callers get a little bit wild. We have to use the dump button, whatever the case may be. So this one's going to be interesting. It's either going to be incredibly boring because we've got a bunch of sober callers calling in, or it's going to be a great time. And maybe we've got some people who are trying to keep the party going well into their Friday.
And it's very easy. This is Brady Quinn and I will read you a headline, and you have to tell us whether or not it's an actual headline or a lie. So it's not the most difficult thing in the world. So if you've got the guts and you want to be a part of sports radio history, headline or lie, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We have thrown out the gauntlet. We have asked who out there has the guts to be a part of it. So without further ado, it is time for the debut weekday edition of something we do on the show, and it's called this.
News.
Turn on the news.
Is it a headline or is it a lie? Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Jonas Knox and Brady Quinn.
And away we go here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get it started. We go all the way to Waco, Texas, where Miles is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Miles, what's happening?
What's up, Miles?
Good morning.
Good morning, Miles. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Just making my way to work.
All right. Well, Miles, we want to send you off to work in a good mood, and we want to make sure you get on the air here and participate in this game. So who do you want to team up with? You can team up with Brady Quinn or myself.
Oh, I'm going with Jonas.
There you go. Good man. Good man, Miles.
You know what's so weird about this is he sounds so sober, and it's such a transition from what we're accustomed to.
Like,
usually there's background noise, a little bit of slurring, or just a pause because they're still trying to understand what's happening in their life right now. But Miles sounds dead sober, so I guess that's a good thing. He's going to work.
I'm good with that. I feel more confident about my partner here. Let's meet Brady Quinn's partner, and to do so, we go all the way to Pittsburgh, where Dino is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Dino, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Just hanging out, Dino. Are you excited to be a part of a sports radio history, the weekday debut of Headline or Lie?
Well, you better believe it.
All right, so Dino, nice. you're gonna be teaming up with Brady Quinn. If you are good with that, we will get things started here.
No, definitely.
All right. So here we go. This is how it works, gentlemen. Brady Quinn and myself have a list of headlines each. We are going to read ours to each other's partner. You have to tell us whether or not it's a headline or a lie. And if we're tied at the end of this list, we have a tiebreaker question. So it's very easy stuff, headline or lie. If you're ready to go, Dino, I will start with you, Brady Quinn's partner.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. So here we go. Dino, headline or lie? The NFL sent a memo to players earlier this week saying those who aren't vaccinated will have to wear a mask under their helmet during preseason games and while they brush their teeth.
That's a lie.
Very good.
That-a-way, Dino.
Very good.
That-a-way, Dino. Way to get it started, buddy.
That was an easy one.
Let's do it. Well,
it's not that far-fetched.
It's really not. And you know who's going to write about it is Mike Florio,
Mike
Pro Football
Florio.
Talk. All right. what a loser. Here we go, Miles. Headline or lie? Garrett Cole signs marketing deal with SpiderTac after all but admitting he uses the substance while pitching.
Ooh. Headline.
I mean, it's just
come on,
just unbelievable, man. This is literally a continuation of Sunday nights where I get screwed every single week.
Oh, it's just one. It's just one. Play the game. You're fine.
All right, here we go. Dino in Pittsburgh here. Brady Quinn's partner with a 1-0 lead here on Headline or Lie on Fox Sports Radio. Dino, Headline or Lie. A man dumped 80,000 pennies on the lawn for his last child support payment.
That's a headline there.
It is.
Dino's on fire now. He's on fire.
Way to go.
Hey, by the way, what a move, huh?
I mean,
80,000 pennies.
Look, if it was like alimony from a divorce, that's one thing. But like child, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
man,
I know.
Kind of,
I know.
That's kind of a bad look. That's douchey. I'm with you.
Spends the same,
not a good look.
You know? I mean,
all right, here we go, Miles. We're gonna transition before we get in trouble. Headline or lie? A Louisiana woman is accused of refusing to return $1.2 million after a bank error.
Headline.
All right, he's on the board. He's on the board.
My heart skipped a beat there. All right, very good. We are back in this game, Miles. So let's go over to Dino in Pittsburgh. This is Headline or Lie here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn here on Outkick the Coverage. All right, so Dino, Brady Quinn's partner, Headline or Lie. A former NFL quarterback was arrested in Fort Lauderdale recently after neighbors spotted him defecating in their pools and blaming it on a raccoon.
Lie. That's a lie.
Yeah, thank you, Dino. Thank you for that.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Dino. Dino, it ain't that much of a lie.
Yeah. All right, you like that, huh? All right, here we go. Nice job, Dino. Miles, headline or lie? After locking up a national daily morning radio show, Fox Sports radio show host inks marketing deal with Squatty Potty.
Lie.
Thank you, Miles.
Hey, Miles.
Thank you, Miles.
Not that far from the truth.
Yeah. Thank you, Miles. Yeah. Old dark undies over there. Don't worry about it, Miles. We're on the right side of this. All right, Dino in Pittsburgh, Brady Quinn's partner. Here we go. Dino, you have a 3-2 lead here on Headline or Lie. You have not missed yet. So, Dino, Headline or Lie. In an interview with ESPN, LeBron James said he chose the number 6 next season because it's how many coaches he's asked to be fired during his career.
That's a lie.
God, I almost had him. Damn it.
See, this is the difference. This is the difference between Friday morning and Sunday night. Sunday night, he says the wrong thing there because he's so inebriated that he gets mixed up in his head.
100%. Dino, I know you're
well
Pittsburgh. Dino, if you had a case of Iron Cities in you, you would have said lie right there, or you would have said headline right there, and I would have gotten the correct answer. A couple of Iron Cities in Dino going through his blood, that would have gone the other way.
Yeah. Well done, though. You fought through it. We got it. All right. Here so we go, Miles.
Where
you got to
stand
your case.
Now? Yeah. Are we going to lose here?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's not looking good for you. Miles, you have to get this one right. Otherwise, you are eliminated, okay?
All right,
here we go. Headline or lie? A naked woman, 53, tasered and charged with aggravated battery on law enforcement and felony criminal mischief after wrecking an Outback Steakhouse.
Headline.
Man, you are money.
Hey, can I be honest with
money,
you? Did
man.
You see the video of that?
I did.
For 53, she looked pretty good. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, for 53, she looked pretty good.
Got it. Hey,
I didn't think she was 53. I was like, there's no – that was what I actually got from that one. There's no way that woman's 53. Yeah.
I already filed the papers. All right, a headline or lie here on Fox Sports Radio, Brady Quinn. thank God she's asleep. All right, here we go. Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox here, headline or lie. All right, so Dino, this is the situation. If you get this correct, you will win the game for you and Brady
Pittsburgh.
Quinn.
All right, yeah, Dino. Do it for Pittsburgh, Dino.
Dino, do it for Pittsburgh if you can. Here we go. Headline or lie, Dino, Brady Quinn's partner. One of the substances used to increase spin rate on baseballs in the city of Philadelphia last season was actually from a zit on the back of Carson Wentz's neck.
That's a lie.
We made it. I don't know if he was going to make it there or not. Job, we did it.
Well done. Congratulations, well done, Dino. Hey, Miles, have a good day at work, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yep.
There it is.
You are ruthless. You are ruthless.
What?
I mean, at this point, my gosh. All right.
I mean, right. I'm just, you know.
Here's what you did. You lost, but you set the standard, okay? You set the standard for our first one. It was a very, very memorable first one. So.
That's unbelievable, man.
Oh, man.
Damn
I thought he was going to get it wrong.
See, here's the problem. Once you get behind in this game by one or two, it's so hard to catch up. Because usually the grab-ass ones come later on.
Yeah, three or after, usually. Yeah, I mean, I don't like to start off with them just because I like to make you think I'm not going to take a shot at you each week.
Oh, man.
And then, look, as we get to know everyone, whether it's Eddie or Danny or Roberto – as we get to know guys more, we'll incorporate taking shots at you too. So don't feel like anyone's safe.
Okay? Listen, after Dub just revealed the issue with the phones there in Nashville, that'll be a subject matter, 100%. That's definitely going
to
be a subject
matter. We don't like to give away too much. We'll see.
All right, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox here on Fox Sports Radio. This is Outkick the Coverage here on FSR. Coming up next, a team in the NFL made a decision, and apparently the reason for the decision was more than what we previously thought. We will get into all of that for you here, Outkick the Coverage, Fox Sports Radio.
Talk!
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have the return of Animal Thunderdome. Brady Quinn, I know you are fired up for it. Animal Thunderdome.
Am I going to be a part of this week's given earlier in the week?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, after what you put that poor raccoon through.
Oh, stop.
I mean, at least
you're going to get PETA on me for doing it in a very humane manner.
Okay? This is my only problem. All right, if you're going to, try and put some bait out there, you couldn't do better than cat food and Twizzlers. Like, why don't you upgrade to tuna salad and red rope licorice?
First off, being someone who doesn't even come close to getting around animals, one Jonas Knox.
What are you talking about?
Go Google it. Go research this. And by the way, it did lure the raccoon into the trap. So we caught it. I'm not sure why, when you get the result you're looking for, you're questioning the cat food and Twizzlers.
This is what I think happened. All right. Now, because we're not on the air right now, I think we can have this conversation and you can admit to this and not feel like you lied to America earlier this week by claiming you caught a raccoon with a cage and some Twizzlers and cat food. Here's what I think happened. I think you bought another raccoon and then put it in the cage to make it seem like you caught this raccoon.
That's right.
And again, because we're not on the air right now, we can have those talks.
Before we go any further on this theory, can you look up where I can buy a raccoon?
It's pretty simple, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's give me your address. I'll give it out on the air. That's where you can buy raccoons.
Okay, I'm going to give you my phone number first. That way you can use that in case you find anyone so they can call me. You want me to give that out on air as well?
All right, very good. It is 1-800 123 PETA is where you can find Brady Quinn. He will be there to answer all your questions in regards to the raccoon. By the way, do you still have the raccoon in your possession, or did you guys decide to let it go?
No, okay. You have to take it to a safe place to release it in a safe manner. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, all above board here. Okay.
Just asking the questions here.
I'm not trying to make a hat out of it. I'm not Davy Crockett. Okay.
That is good. My sister had a pet raccoon. They're actually pretty awesome. I will say that. She had one for a long time.
What?
She did.
You guys live in a trash can? Like, what do you mean you had a pet raccoon?
She had a pet raccoon. Yeah, for
years.
Okay,
so how does that work?
It was in the garage, and it hung out in the garage. It's like a dog or a cat.
It was a baby, it was domesticated, lived in your house or something like that.
It got onto the property, and she started feeding it every
Thousand
day.
Thousand Oaks, because there's big properties out
there.
With
Simi Valley. Simi Valley.
Which is nice as well, yeah.
I don't know. Don't make a wrong
turn. Don't they make wine in Simi Valley?
Yeah, they absolutely do not. They do it
anywhere
liquor stores.
I feel like anywhere they make wine or have the potential of that, it's probably not a bad area.
Yeah, listen, I believe Simi Valley had the last remaining Kmart in existence. That is Simi Valley for you. By the way, Simi Valley, home of where I bowled my 290. Just to let you know.
A lot of lies that are attached to Simi Valley.
There's not, though. There actually isn't. All right. So let's just say this. The San Francisco 49ers had a little bit of an issue. And so they called off minicamp early. And, you know, they dealt with some injuries and all that. And the thought was, well, you know, they're just kind of playing it smart. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan talked about, well, you know, I was going to take the team bowling, but I feel like we got some good work in, so we're fine. And then it comes out, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network, that the 49ers were actually punished for violating the off-season work rules during their rookie minicamp. And that the reason that this became known is because in the report it says the 49ers violation was seen on social media. There was video of it that made the rounds on social media. And this is my problem. Right. There's maybe too much access to this stuff. So I want to give you an idea to you. I want you to tell me if you think this is a good one. If you're going to have some snakes, some rats that are going to be in the media blowing the whistle on the 49ers, maybe trying to get a little bit extra work in as opposed to what's quote unquote allowed by the NFL and what the NFLPA is going to complain about. This is what I think teams should do moving forward. Bull in the ring. The Oklahoma drill. I want it all. I want it all back. But I want it all back in a theatrical sense, to where they're not really colliding with each other, but they're making it seem like. So that way they're mocking the media and making fun of the media. So you can pinpoint who's the snake, who's the snitch, who's the rat, and expose them when they go to social media and call them out for being dangerous during practices. How about that, Brady Quinn?
Yeah, so no one called them out. But here's what I've done. I've done some investigating. This is some hard-hitting investigation. There's a clip of a wide receiver and a defensive back going on a one-on-one drill. And it gets a little handsy by the defensive back, but it was put out there by NBC Sports in the Bay Area on their Twitter account. And so they're the ones that put them out. And it was during rookie minicamp, and that's the clip that they think may have led to this. Now, I'll tell you this. This goes on everywhere, okay? That sort of press man-to-man coverage and helmet and no shoulder pads and all that goes on everywhere. But I know who got their credentials revoked for the rest of the season. It's NBC Sports in the Bay Area.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.